plenty of money. They've got enough dough to spread some money around. They, you know, some Biden bucks, and you know, pay some of these rent payments. And I don't know that you would even say give the money away. Maybe you'd loan the money and create some sort of a loan fund. That to me would be the best way to do it. Anyway, coming up, Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. We have had gone through a very, very rough stretch from a lot of different perspectives over the course of the last, I don't know, 7-8 months in the Republican Party in Nevada. Has peace finally returned to the Silver State? We'll see what you think. And we'll find out what Michael McDonald thinks, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. We just had county elections. We had to have two meetings in order to do it, by the way. The cops were called. Metro was called. Security was called. It was a pretty ugly, ugly scene. But looks like peace may be restored. We'll find out. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call 888-702-8898 or text Vegas to 888-702-8898. We've made it easy for you. Call or text the word Vegas to 888-702-8898.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Faction. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham has been diagnosed with the coronavirus. Graham, who is fully vaccinated, says he started having flu-like symptoms Saturday night and went to the doctor Monday morning. Graham will quarantine for 10 days. In a statement, he adds that he's very glad to have been vaccinated because without that, his symptoms would have been far worse. Graham's spokesman says he and other senators attended a weekend event hosted by West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin on his houseboat. Manchin's spokesman says he's fully vaccinated and following the CDC guidelines for those exposed to a COVID-positive individual. Those guidelines include wearing masks and getting tested within 5 days. Tim McGuire, Washington.
After much delay, senators have unveiled their $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he hopes the Senate starts working quickly on potential changes to the infrastructure package.
At the moment, we need consent from our Republican colleagues to start the amendment process, and we await their answer. I hope we can use our time in the Senate efficiently. Let's start voting on amendments. The longer it takes to finish the bill, the longer we'll be here.
One of the Republican negotiators, Senator Rob Portman, says the final product will be a bill that benefits Americans.
The substitute amendment is going to be offered, and it's going to keep to that commitment. $555 billion, no new taxes, core infrastructure only, and it's great for the American people.
The Biden administration is expanding efforts to help Afghan citizens flee increasing Taliban violence as the U.S. military pullout looms at the end of the month. The State Department says it's widening the scope of Afghans eligible for refugee status in the United States. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 97 points. The Nasdaq rose 8. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat. I have two cats, ZP and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DinoVite.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I had seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DinoVite.com.
Millions of people in the United States could be getting a piece of a major settlement against the online giant Zoom.
This KMZQ News Flash is powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. A small consolation for Golden Knights fans, but after trading Marc-Andre Fleury last week, the team thanked Flower in a full-page ad in the Las Vegas Review-Journal yesterday. The Knights thanked Marc-Andre for all his contributions to Southern Nevada on and off the ice, including his passion for the game, his infectious smile, and helping Las Vegas heal after the 1 October shooting spree. You will be missed, Marc-Andre. A belated happy birthday to Nevada's oldest operating casino. Railroad Pass turned 90 yesterday, still looking good. State historians say it's a milestone worth celebrating given the casino's origins and role in the early days of gaming in the Silver State. Railroad Pass Casino is located on the outskirts of Henderson, not far from Boulder City, the only incorporated Nevada town where gambling is illegal. Railroad Pass isn't Nevada's first licensed casino, but is the oldest. The casino has held Nevada gaming license number 4 since opening in 1931.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
I got a couple of on-ramp problems to deal with right now on the Northern Beltway. An accident on the Lamb Boulevard on-ramp to get onto eastbound 215. Also, a new one here in Henderson. This is on Stephanie on-ramp to get onto westbound 215. But actual freeway travels looking okay right now. As far as accidents go, we are all clear. Still have that west side wreck at the intersection of Sahara and Jones you want to watch out for, too. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when follow through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Hour number two, live and local, brought to you by our friends at Americans for Prosperity. I just want to give you a piece of breaking news. Lindsey Graham has tested positive for COVID-19. He was on a houseboat party, Joe Manchin's houseboat, where Joe Manchin lives when he's in session. When the Senate is in session, that's where he stays. Rather than getting an apartment, he gets a houseboat, which is certainly well and good. But they had a bipartisan house party on the houseboat. And Lindsey Graham tested positive. He says that he was vaccinated, so this was something different than the norm. But what is interesting is who else was on that houseboat, and one of the people on that houseboat was Senator Jackie Rosen. No word yet on whether she has tested positive. We'll check on that. Tell you what, let's do, though. It has been a tough road lately for the Republican Party in Clark County. We've had all kinds of problems, solvency problems within the party. We have we had what we thought were elections a couple of weeks ago, but no election was held. Last week they had other elections, and we've got a full slate of leadership, and the party is moving forward. Now the question is, does this mean that we have peace in the Republican Party across the state of Nevada? Let's check in with my friend Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, and he joins us. Michael, how you doing?
Good, Kevin. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, but I cannot tell you how concerned I was over the course of the last few weeks, and really dating back, because I know that there's been no love lost between the state party and the county party on a number of different levels. And I guess I'm hoping you can make me feel better about all of this, and that peace is at hand, so to speak.
Oh, it goes back a while ago. Like it's something your listeners have heard time and time again. You know, we have something. We work hand in hand with the RNC. We work hand in hand with the Trump campaign, Trump organization. They wanted to use a different program called I-360. Which goes against what the RNC authorizes, the Trump campaign authorizes. So they were basically a competing entity. That I-360 sells data, private data, back to Democrats. It's been used, proven and used before. So obviously we weren't going to use that type of data. They wanted to do their own thing, and they wanted to go their own way, and they failed miserably. So, this was something where the body got tired of it. The body kept moving forward. We went to this meeting. It was a horrible meeting there where... they always try and play the victim, cry wolf. This is, oh my God, help us. We're trying to grow the party. They're trying to shrink the party so they can stay in power. And I think at the end of the day, it came back to Biden, because when Dave Sajak, the former chairman, decided he wanted to put the party in abeyance and hold it, when you don't close the meeting, it left it open. So. The body itself, according to the bylaws, got together, and a bunch of members decided they called it back to order, which is right within the bylaws. It's right within Robert's Rules of Orders. It's right within the NRS, which is the Nevada Revised Statute, in the state of Nevada. They held it. Everybody was invited to come, and we have a new chairman. We have a new board, which is recognized by the Nevada Republican Party, and we've sent all that membership up to the RNC and so forward.
Now, what is your understanding of the solvency or lack of same of the Clark County Republican Party? We keep hearing that there's money that's been missing and all kinds of allegations that are out there. Tell me what you know.
Well, I don't know anything more than you. I mean, obviously, they keep the books private. They wouldn't cooperate with us. I think there is an issue where I had donors over the weekend call me. They released their report to the Secretary of State. And there's several people who gave money that were not reported. So their donations weren't reported. There was also a question into Ed Gonzalez that is being paid. That was never authorized. That was never brought before the board, the body itself. Sorry, I apologize. So when you start to look at things like that, obviously there's a problem. Money's going out, not been authorized. But more importantly, where donors have given money and it's not reported, but that's something that the previous board is going to have to answer for. Because I know a couple members have gone, they have gone or going to the FBI on money that's issued, missing. It's a political organization. They decided to go FEC, the Federal Election Commission. So the funding is now in, it becomes a felony if you mishandle your funding. I know they have two violations with the FEC already, so they're going to have to answer for that. I know they haven't answered that. I was talking to members of Dave Creech Camp, and they're well aware of it, and they're the ones that pointed out to me. So, you know, this wasn't an issue where it's a rift between the state party and the county party. That's, you know, it's a matter of doing the right thing and working with the RNC and working with the Trump Organization, and they didn't want to do it. So I think at the end of the day, they have to answer for their sins. And I think all board members what they did to pull a candidate off the election illegally and then went back before the body was supposed to, these guys are self-proclaimed power. They're not in power anymore. They're gone. And I think they need an answer for that, too.
Did they provide a set of books to the incoming leadership?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, I haven't talked to the new board. I was there at the election night, and then I have been up and down the state, as you're well aware of. We got some great events coming to the state of Nevada, so we're going to try to prepare for those. But to this date, they haven't provided anything from what I was told, but I wouldn't know.
I'm curious. I just want to make sure I heard you. Did you say they did call the FBI? Has the FBI been called into this?
I think the new board members or members are going to go to. That's what the last thing I heard Wednesday night when I was leaving is that there's money missing, and according to the report they turned into the Secretary of State, there's a question on the money that was spent on their finances. So I mean that may be the reason they don't want to. They want to try and stay in power is because once someone audits those books, it's going to be an issue. And, I think at the end of the day, they're going to have to answer for it, whoever signed in that bank account and whoever took that money and took those checks.
Elected were good people, Jesse Law, Pat Casale, and others that have been elected to the county board. And I'm just curious, does this mean that maybe there will be some Republican peace in our state over the course of the next, 6 to 12 months?
Well, I mean, look, we're all Republicans in the end, even the board they didn't get along with. But at the end of the day, if they're producing, that's one thing. They didn't. They decided to try and do this whole off the grid. They're going to work with Washoe and not work with the RNC and not work with the Trump campaign. And I think you're seeing the same thing starting to happen in Washoe, where you now have the body that's fed up and tired of the hierarchy pushing down on them, saying, we're in charge, you don't matter. We have a full grasp of what's going on in Washoe right now, and we have a full grasp of obviously what happened Wednesday night. The tyranny, it has to end. It's something where you have to be able to provide the bodies in control. And this is common sense. As a chairman or any board member that serves on a body, once you open that meeting, once you open a meeting, the body's in control of that meeting. It's not the chairman or vice chairman or that. I mean, obviously, he or she guides it, but at the end of the day, it's voted up or down on the agenda, voted up or down on what's put on the agenda. We saw it in our meeting where we actually had a resolution, obviously the one that has been controversial, that was called from a member of the body, and the body voted on it, and the body decided. That wasn't brought by the board. So anything like that, it's just common sense, basic rules, know the bylaws, know the Roberts rules, and I think at the end of the day, that's why a lot of these members all got together. This is what was interesting, Kevin. There was more people at Wednesday's night than at the county convention. Now think about that. You're talking about during the presidential year, there was more people at the meeting held Wednesday night than was held at last year's county presidential. So you have to look at, I think the motivation is such to grow this party, to move forward. And I think you're going to see a new Clark County party that's really ready to rock and roll and get Republicans elected.
I want to ask you, because you've got a lot of things going on with the state party, can you talk a little bit about some of the events coming up, some of the stuff that you're doing that's going to help move the needle come the midterms?
Well, I think a lot of it we have some really great great candidates that are running right now. We're putting together some lunch parties and stuff that's going to happen for them, where we're going to have, they can come out and they can talk about their platform, what they're going to go with. We have the Bass Fry, which is coming up next week, I think it is.
14th.
Next week, following 14th.
Yep.
I'm down in Nashville. I was elected to serve on the nominating committee. I'm the only chairman on the nominating committee for national, for the presidential. That was pretty cool. And then I'm
congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. That just came out the other day. And then also on the debate commission. So I'm on the debate commission for the RNC, which is another big plus for the state of Nevada. Obviously, I think I'm going to try and I want to get the national convention here no matter what. But now we're also going to have we want to try and make sure we have a debate here as well. But I think there's so much going on with the candidate college we have working right now, all the training that's been going on, the volunteer training. We've got a big flux of people that really want to get involved and volunteer for all the campaigns. You see that growing right now. And since we have a Clark County party that the leadership wants to work with the state, obviously we can work with the county parties like we do all the rural communities and be able to grow them. And I think when you see that happen, it's really big. And, you know, last meeting, Kevin, if I could, I'd like to give a this was put together, obviously, by the membership, but much respect to Bill Carnes and the leadership out in Nye County. They came in and ran the election, ran the meeting, so it wasn't biased at all. I mean, we had a couple people that wanted to run it. One was a supporter of Jesse Law. The other was a supporter of Creek. So, you know, when you started to look at that, they all agreed that, you know what, let's just have someone from outside run it. They brought a national parliamentarian that's registered, a national registered parliamentarian that was done by the book. It wasn't somebody who said, hey, I'm a parliamentarian. No, this woman actually teaches in colleges parliamentary procedures, and she's registered nationally with the RNC to qualify for that. That's a big deal. So everything was done by the book on Wednesday, and it's great to have a board that decides they want to get Republicans elected rather than try and shrink the party so they can stay in control. This group wants to grow the party so we can actually take back the state.
Again, Michael McDonald joining us, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. What are the issues that folks are going to be confronted with at the midterms? I mean, whether it's CD4, CD1, CD3, whatever it might be, or even the assembly races, is there any overriding issue that's going to be in play?
I think all of us, if you look at the economy, what took place, I think you look at, if you start on a federal level, you're going to look at what Joe Biden, President Biden's election, what took place there. Obviously, his policy and procedures, which are in effect, everything's happening right now. You can see gas prices going up, food prices going up. The unemployment in Nevada is enormous. So you have to look at everything that's actually on the table right now for working class men and women like yourself and me. You know, voter integrity, obviously, that's a major issue still lingering, and we don't intend to let that go. I know the Democrats and liberal bloggers and all the liberal writers want me to let it go. I'm not going to. And you know what? We will have an audit of what took place here in Nevada. I have to use a scalpel, not a sledgehammer, because we have a very liberal legislature right now and a liberal governor that wants to make sure they can cover up what took place. So when that starts to happen, Kennedy, there's so many issues for our candidates to run on. And there's so many that the issues for our governor candidates to run on. It's going to be a great election, and I think you're going to see a lot of bright, shining young stars that were never on the ballot before.
Let me just ask you, when you talk about an audit, are you talking about an Arizona-style audit where you bring somebody in from the outside to audit the book, so to speak?
Well, we have to be careful on that. I mean, obviously, we found 122,000 anomalies that was not investigate it. They like to say it was. I was told only 4% of it was investigated. And obviously, when you start to look at that, we have several people that are involved nationally that have been guiding us and helping us. You recall, I called you right after I got back from there. I went down to Arizona to look at how the audit was going, ran there professionally. It was done by people in law enforcement, 3 checkpoints, people who are very good at this, and professional professionals at the highest level. I think that was a big thing to have that. So obviously we're going to be able to take a look at, and we have to use a scalpel, not a sledgehammer. The Attorney General's already said it's not going to happen here, and we even offered to pay for it. So I don't understand what the big deal is. If we're not spending taxpayers' money and we're going to pay for it, why would you not want an audit? Basically prove us wrong, Kevin.
By the way, Michael, can you go to a judge and get that done? Can you use the judicial branch of government to get what you want?
we're using every means necessary right now. Obviously, we have a very great team of lawyers. Brian Hardy has been phenomenal. He works for one of the largest law firms in the state. They've done very professional, above board. And we also have national attorneys that are representing to make sure we do everything right. And then obviously we're going to have an audit team that comes in and does it by the book and to make sure everything's above board. And we get a true assessment of what took place in the 2020 election. No fingers on the scale, no political, just let the chips fall where they may.
I'm with you, man. You enjoy the rest of your stay in Nashville. I spent 5 glorious years there living out on the west side of town, and it's an amazing, amazing place. You have some fun. Congratulations on the new gigs, so to speak. And I know we'll talk with you when you get home.
I think it'd be great. Instead of us, you and I, hosting a party like we do every season, it'd be great if we can actually host an entry party into a debate that we're holding here in Nevada.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't
that be fantastic?
That would be fantastic. Michael, you have a great week, and we'll see you when you get back.
Thanks, Kev. God bless. Congratulations, listeners, my man. Thank you so much.
There you go. Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, joining us. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Social Security is with you through life's journey, from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny.